Don't sweat the technique.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't sweat the technique.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, Nathan, their loyalty for our team is unconditional.
Unconditional.
Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only one. Sharp Platinum level service provider in town.
They've made another
unconditional fans, just don't even bother to look, out of all of their customers. Try, you will fail. Only OBM has the X's and the O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. As promised, we are bringing onto the show right now someone who's going to tell us a lot about the newness that you will see tomorrow night at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. He is Kevin Griffin, Vice President of Fan Experience and Marketing for the Browns. Kevin, welcome to CBD.
Thanks, Vic, Nathan. And as you were speaking, I realized something I did not do.
What's that?
You guys just had a one-year anniversary together as a duo.
It has been a little over a year.
We're
like 13 months. Yeah.
And I didn't throw a party, bring you a cake, say thank you. I didn't do anything.
That's all right.
No, you didn't.
That's all right.
I decided to go full time for my one-year anniversary.
All right. So, you guys dinner. You guys have been doing a great job together. So it's fun to see that you guys have been together for a year and the show's taken off. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. It has been fun.
All right. So fun. Tomorrow night is about fun in many ways. The efforts that have been made by this football team, by the crew that you oversee, Kevin, give us a sense of what people are going to notice and what's going to bring that term wow to it all.
Well, fans have probably heard Alec talk about this, and it was kind of what we use from a public facing standpoint. We talked about the video boards and the audio system. Working through a rehearsal yesterday at the stadium, it really, really is impressive. More impressive than any of us in the building actually thought it would. It would look and sound. But also, I think our fans will notice that there are a lot more seats in the lower bowl. And so it's pretty significant in terms of kind of closing, actually now having a lower bowl instead of having large chunks of the stadium that were looking out east and looking out west. They're filled with seats. And so more fans closer to the field. Hopefully that brings more noise, a better home field advantage. And then I would just say every single seat in that building, and we've sat in a lot of them since the renovation, there's just not a bad seat in the house. And so it's really fans are going to really notice a difference in just their overall game day experience.
The sound system, the video boards are great. By the way, we got a tweet for people who liked your Don't Sweat the Technique from Eric B. and Rakim for your entrance music. They enjoyed that. Yeah, I already got a tweet about that.
You requested it. Jason Gibbs delivered.
Jay Calabrese was a big fan of that on Twitter. So what are people going to get in addition to the things that are going to overwhelm their senses? So the scoreboards are going to be unbelievable, the video boards, the new ribbon board, the new sound system. But in addition to that, food, et cetera, what's happening in the stadium?
Well, let me just kind of start with the fans' experiences that are coming to the stadium. I think it's
– let's go to the Dog Pound Drive because I'm excited about that. I like beer gardens.
Yeah, one of the things that we listen to our fans, survey them, we do a lot to interact with our fans. And one thing that we noticed around the league that we were lacking here in Cleveland – was kind of a pregame experience that the team puts on. And so we have out along Al Lerner Way, which is just south of the stadium, the street that's just south of the stadium, we have a new program called the Dog Pound Drive. And so we have beer garden, we have entertainment stage, we have bands, DJs, face painting, zip line, you name it, really kind of a pregame carnival for all of our fans, young fans, old fans. And we'll do that for every single game that we can until the weather is inclement. So we'll work through that. And I think our fans will really – that will be something that they can touch, feel, and get excited about. So we want fans to get there early. That starts 3 hours before kickoff. So for a 1 o'clock game, we'll start that at 10 o'clock. So that will be fun for our fans. And then as it relates to food, Brent and his staff and Aramark have worked really closely with a number of our local chefs. So Rocco and Michael Simon and a number of guys to really bring the taste of Cleveland into the stadium. So in and around the stadium, particularly on the main concourse levels, not just our club levels, we'll have Cleveland taste all around in the stadium. So fans will be able to have some of their favorite food from B-Spots and brand name restaurants that they're familiar with.
I like that.
No, that is. And isn't part of the thinking behind doing all this to just make sure people get there earlier and explain the importance of why this team wants fans in the stadium before and at kickoff.
Yeah, so Vic, like, you've probably been to every stadium in the NFL.
I have.
And so it was, you know, my first year last year, and Alec and our group being here for the first time, we noticed right away this just was lacking. It was like there wasn't effort put into this or thought or even just consideration for the fan beyond just getting to the game and having an opportunity to watch the game. So things like Dog Pound Drive, you see those, you know, you see pregame activities. Most teams do that now. They've got good video boards, good audio system, good food selection. All those things really, really matter. We talk about this in this building all the time. These things matter. And it's not just that you do them to try to make money or turn a buck. You're doing them because you care. And it's a matter of building a relationship with the team. And if we do this right, then ultimately the fans will feel appreciated. They'll get to the game earlier. And they'll have the energy to provide a home field advantage for our players. And it was interesting. I found this really fun, actually, yesterday during our rehearsal. Billy Cundiff and Spencer Landing came and asked me a question, specifically how we were using the video boards as they were doing a walkthrough, and asked if we do some things specifically for them to give them a bit of an advantage. And that kind of interaction with your front office and your players is really, really important. So when we say everything matters, I mean everything matters, to the point where they're asking for a specific look on the video board and a specific look with the LEDs when they're up to perform. So to hear from the players that the fans matter or what we're doing matters to their performance means that we're heading in the right direction.
That's very cool, and I think the Dog Pound Drive idea is great, because for a lot of people in a lot of cities, but I think especially in Cleveland, game day is a whole day experience. And so for the Browns to be able to provide not only, you know, hopefully 3 great hours of entertainment on the field, but now 3 great hours in the pregame ahead of time, getting you ready to get in the stadium, get on the field, I think will be something that people certainly will take to and enjoy. Another part of the game day experience is now the swagger. Swagger is in the house. What can people expect? Because people like him. I've gotten a lot of good feedback. People like, you know, seeing him. They saw him last night on Channel 3, got a little bit of a look at Swagger. What's he going to be doing there at the game?
Right. So, Swagger, I'll take you through a bit of a journey and then answer a couple of questions that I think are important. First, the question, where did he get his name from? And Swagger, he has an owner. He lives out about an hour away from here. That was the name they gave him when he was born as a puppy. So some people don't like the name. Some of us love the name. But that's his name. And we weren't going to change the dog's name when we found what we thought was a perfect fit. Swagger's about 120 pounds.
He's
just
a big dog.
He's a beautiful and big dog. Fans will see him out on the field. He'll be a part of our team introduction and pregame, kind of our pageantry and ceremony. He'll stay on the field, on the sideline during the game. He does have to take bathroom breaks, so we found that out yesterday during rehearsal, so we got to walk him out from time to time. But he'll also be meeting fans on Dog Pound Drive. He'll be walking around, and if you got a kid, I got to tell you, he's not just a kid. I love Swagger. He puts a smile on my face every single time I see him. I'm sure he's had the same effect with you guys as well. So he'll be there. But more importantly, why do we have Swagger? Why do we have this dog? Because Swagger, being a bull mastiff, for us represents what is really important, and that is this notion of the Dog Pound.
Yep.
And the Dog Pound is not a place that we sit in the stadium, although we have that area. The Dog Pound really is all of our fans. And so it's really a state of mind of all of us coming together and all of us knowing that we have a job to do on game day, which is to create that home field advantage. So he really represents that and symbolizes for us, our fans, and it's just an icon for our fans.
And you come from Seattle, so where they have the 12th man, mm-hmm. and that's basically what you're trying to create here is the Dog Pound, and Swagger will be basically the physical embodiment or the living embodiment of the spirit of the Dog Pound, as it were.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And although I came from Seattle, I have to tell you that I think the notion of the Dog Pound is more genuine and authentic because it started with the fans themselves here in Cleveland. So it's just a matter of us, you know, rekindling that fire and then turning it over to the fans to let this brand and let this movement take over.
Now, walk us through the whole, because you have a thought process that goes with this, and you identified why, and you identified, you know, what made this particular dog the right fit. At the end of the day, we're still talking about a dog, mm-hmm. and the variables that come with dogs. I'm a dog owner, a dog lover, but dogs can be unpredictable, and you want to have total predictability when you're right. managing something like this. So give us a sense of how you thought through that and exactly what are some of the, I'm going to use, for the sake of a better term, Kevin, safeguards to just make sure it goes the way everybody wants it to go.
Yeah, well, we try to get the dog out and about around the team as much as possible, around the facility, make sure that he's around large noises like fireworks and a lot of people throughout the summer. So we got a number of folks that work on this. So Corey Kinder and Carlos Oseguera, they're doing a phenomenal job working with the dog owner. And just really thinking through, like, where do we not want him and where do we want him for the first time? And you know, like, we'll keep him away from our players. And when we called the NFL, they said certainly keep him away from the visiting team. So there's just certain safeguards that we'll make sure that we put in place. But at the end of the day, it's going to be I think fans are really going to love him. And ultimately, what we think is, especially connected with younger fans, the kids are going to love the dog.
And they'll see, by the way, just as far as how he'll be seen, because we've talked about those beautiful scoreboards that are going to be in place, the video boards. So he'll have a prominent presence on those.
He'll not only have a prominent presence, he'll have his own video. We have a doghouse for him, and then the guys brought in a really cool customized orange fire hydrant today. So we'll see how we incorporate that.
And he'll have his own camera, right? Is he going to have
We can put a gobo around his neck. Him. Yeah, and see what it's like from his perspective.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So in addition to obviously Swagger as part of the pregame festivities, I know that there was a lot of work done on an unbelievable video pregame. Was that going to debut in the preseason or is that for the regular season? And what are some of the pregame activities people can look forward to in terms of the utilization of these great video boards in the pregame experience?
Yeah, we're putting a lot of time and energy into video production. And so J.W. Johnson, who's son-in-law of Jimmy Haslam, has been working on some video work. He has a deep background in this work, as does Dee Haslam, and she runs her own her own TV production company. So they're helping lead this effort for us in terms of the in-house videos that we're working on. So it'll be fun to see them put their magic to work in some of our work that we're doing. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Kyle Millen, and I know these are names that a lot of folks don't know, but Kyle and his staff over at the stadium, they manage all of our video board production. There's so many technical areas that they've had to learn, install new work, and fans, it'll really pay off for the fans. Let me give you an example. I literally, during a focus group this year, had one fan, this lady was yelling at us because she did not believe that we had put the scores for a certain game up. The Indians were playing, and it was either they were in the playoffs or it was a game that was right before the playoffs. They needed to win to make the run. And we placed the score on our video on our scoreboards last year 21 times. We kept count, even made announcements. But the video boards and the audio were so bad that fans had no idea. I can tell you now that will not be a problem. You can see these scores from around the league, fantasy football. You'll love it, Nathan. You'll see fantasy scores, stats,
right,
all over the place, to the point I think it may even become a bit nauseating. But Kyle and his crew are working really, really hard to make sure fans get all the information, everything they need to know. And if you don't mind, I got one thing I have to make sure that I mention just remind fans about the bag policy. So you may remember last year, this time we discussed the bag policy and the size of bag that was permitted or not permitted to come in the stadium. So just leave your bags at home. If you are going to bring a bag, just remember you got to have the clear bag to get yourself in any NFL stadium.
Okay. And did you want to make mention of something else regarding
video game? I brought in the new Madden, the Madden of 15, and it just was to remind me to remind families out there that on Dog Pound Drive, we have a huge video game truck.
Okay.
That'll be out there for the for every game. And so if you're a video game player, there's everything from beer to food trucks to video games to zip lines. There's all kinds of activities.
So a lot of stuff going on. And I just, the other thing, just to wrap this up, looking last night on KYC, Jim Donovan was doing the broadcast from there along with others from KYC. I just noticed that there was the skins and there's different and the field markings, right? I mean, these are subtle things, but they're important.
Yeah.
The look looks fresher.
And Vic, if you don't mind, I just would say this. You know, we have a lot of people who've been in this organization for a long time, and what's been really fun is to watch them, to give them some creative freedom. And the same people that have been around, they just have taken off, right? So George and Chris and Jen and our whole creative services group to say, hey, let's really try something different and step out of what you might be comfortable in, and then watch them just totally excel. And so something that is as simple to me as like our stadium field wall banner, instead of it just being brown, we've gone with a really vibrant orange, and it looks amazing. So it's just fun to watch everybody in the organization have some success, and it's been really, really fun.
I got one tweet that I actually think is pretty funny, so I want to share this with you, which is an idea for Swagger from Justin Hostetler, and I'll add to what he said, basically. He said, Swagger should have custom fire hydrants the color of the opposing team with their logo on it for every game.
That's good.
I would just say keep those ideas coming because we're wide open to try things. That's
That'd be great.
Great.
Like a little purple fire hydrant with the Ravens logo on it. I think it'd be great.
That'd be good. Now, before I let you guys go, before you let me go, excuse me.
Yeah.
number one thing you're looking for on Saturday night? I'm curious.
Offensive continuity. Some belief that this offense can start to score points, move the ball. Brian Hoyer, I want to see how he settles down now that he's been named the starter and see an offense move the ball against arguably the best front four in the entire National Football League. How do they handle that? And offense. I feel good about this defense. I want to see the offense step up.
And for Brian, it's not just settle down, but step up. Take ownership. The job is yours. Show us why it's yours.
And over under on number of fans that will be in the building.
Over under? Yeah. I think it's gonna be a packed house.
Packed house. We got to get our fans there.
You got a beer garden. You got the dog pound drive for 3 hours. Get yourself ready to get loud and make a little bit of noise. And this is really, of all the preseason games, this is the most important preseason game every single year. This is as close as you're gonna get to the real thing. And it's the unveiling of the new First Energy Stadium and the debut of Swagger. I mean, how could you not be there if you live in this city?
It'll be fun for the whole city on Saturday. And hopefully the Gladiators win their championship.
That's right.
The Indians win and the Browns win. It'll be a really good Saturday night.
It should be great.
Kevin, thanks.
Thank you so much. Kevin Griffin, Vice President of Fan Experience, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to come back and wrap up our first hour on what is a very loaded show here on CBD. Still to come in the second hour, we're going to hear from Warren Moon, the Hall of Fame quarterback and Seahawks broadcaster, on the Browns quarterback situation. We want your calls now. What are you looking forward to the most in this game? 216-578-0850. And also in the second hour, live in studio, Da Kid, for a special Friday forecast. We'll be back right after this.